I wonder if you'd heard from Laird yet.
I had a talk with him tonight. He said he still hasn't
resolved anything, huh?
Resolved the problem. And I've got two people working on it tonight, Baruti and Lazard.
Right.
He wasn't, you know, he was just sort of neutral.
Neutral, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I kind of think we're going to get him, but it's going to take most of the night to do it. He's playing it cute.
He always does, but is there anything I can do?
No, I don't think so, sir. I think I'd wait the night out before we do this.
Right.
Then in the morning, he promised.
But you've played really every card, haven't you, Al? That, you know, he's, this is everything, you know, he's, his political future is, you know, the leadership. Good God, this is the biggest thing that ever happened to this man.
That's right. I have played every card that we
right.
have. And I even said that we're going to move fast. And
you've held the Connolly threat out over him, yeah?
That's right.
Good.
Of course, I've talked to Baruti. He's very close to him personally.
Yeah.
And as soon as he said, spend the night over there.
Right.
To really work on.
Well, we'll sweat it out. We'll sweat it out.
I think he's playing his game as usual. Now, he may just come in the other way, but I...
Well, if he says no, we'll find something else.
That's right. But I let him believe that the both of us interpreted it in a way that he would work the problem out.
Right. Right.
So that it's a little harder for him to...
Well, you've had a rather hard Sunday. I hope you had a little time with your wife now tonight.
Yes, sir. Well, we're going to go over to the Israeli silver anniversary.
Oh, good, good.
Keep some of these lips happy.
Give them my best, Brian. I talked to Ronald earlier, and I told him that I think that we now have a basis whereby that I ought to see the... And I'll do it on the basis of all three or four, but I ought to really see the Dean Memcons or whatever the hell they are. Don't you agree?
Yes.
We just can't. It's ridiculous. For hell, they're the president's files, and I should see them, huh?
I think that's a good idea.
I don't want anybody else seeing them. I mean, you know, I don't want Lazard or Lynn or anybody else pawing Trump, but they can just, you know.
Yeah, well, we have to get them out of there and take a look at them. You ought to see them.
How do I do that?
Well, that's going to be a little tricky.
Well, can they, no, they can't Xerox them in there, apparently, huh?
I'm not so sure they can. And I'm not so sure the better way to do it is just send,
send for them, huh?
Yeah, I'll just send Curly over to somebody that is high profile.
Right. But we should do it, you know. Because basically, I think they're going to help us, Al.
That's what I think.
Good God, I mean, I talked to Bob tonight, Bob Oldham, and he was here. And he took these 35 meetings and cut them all down. There are perhaps three in which he never mentioned anything about cover-up.
That's what I understand.
The whole damn thing is a... That story is a... Really, the more I think of it, when they said the president deliberately ordered him to do the cover-up, it's bullshit. It's not true.
Well, there's no question about that. And the son of a bitch is firing everything he can in the smoke area. I think we're going to get Hugh Scott out tomorrow with this fake worked out.
Well, but the point is, let's see what he's got, you know, in terms of his rest. We owe it to ourselves, and good God, we have the right, don't we?
Well, we can't sit around like just waiting for the...
Yeah. How is it? If he's got it, we've got it.
That's right.
Right. Well, have a good time at his embassy, okay?
All right.
Bye.